Thank you for tuning in to Keith Realty's podcast. We'd appreciate it if you leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening to this episode.
Hello everyone, it's Trent, Keith, and
Taylor Kay.
And we're back again today, and we are going to discuss how to find a lender. That's something that most people have to figure out in this process, right? So in that, you want to have a few ideas going into it to kind of know what steps to take, how to go about it. So Taylor, why don't you kick us off?
So my recommendations would be is to, if you have a primary bank or your local bank, to start there and just kind of see what your options would be, because it's always nice to be able to know the face that you're going to be dealing with and being able to talk to someone if you have questions and going in there. Another option is if you don't want to go to your primary bank, and you want an outside option, talk with a realtor. Talk if you have a realtor, or call us. We'd be happy to help you and represent you. We have mortgage lender friends, and we have recommendations for many different people that we can kind of set you up with for whoever we see is your best fit. Or you can try out all of the options and just kind of shop around and just see what's going to fit you best.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that's the thing. You have a lot of options with this kind of thing, and it all varies according to your credit score, right? It's like everything in life. What's your credit score? Yeah. If you get a credit card, what's your credit score?
Yeah.
You know, it all varies. On the banking side, just like Taylor said, who is your primary bank or your local bank that you use? And then you want to think outside the box on top of that, because there are different interest rates according to what type of loan you're looking for. So this is the area where having a realtor who's looking out for your best interest can help you with that process. Just like us, we have a list of lenders that can help you, and we can give you a copy of that list. You can look it over and call anyone you want and try to shop around and compare who's going to give you the best rate for the certain amount of time, right? You can get a 5-year, 10-year, 15, 20, 25, 30-year loan. Depends on what you're doing, what your interest rate is. If you want an ARM, if you want something that doesn't fluctuate, then you don't want an ARM. You want a fixed rate for the full time. So there's a lot of variables in there, and we are not the professionals at that. But what we do is we will help connect you with people who can answer all those questions. Yeah. So that is something that you want to have organized up front. A lot of times when you go in to make an offer, they will want to know, do you have a pre-approval
letter?
So if they have 3 offers on the table and you're the only one without a pre-approval letter, guess which one's going to be the bottom of the list? It'll be yours, because you are not pre-approved. So talk to your real estate agent, get that figured out up front, and see what we can do to make your process as smooth as possible. That's what we're here for.
Congratulations. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you have any of your own questions, then you can send an email to keithrealty@outlook.com or give us a call at 812-714-8250.